Now to a stunning revelation in one of the most heavily reported missing person cases in decades. A team of investigative journalists have found that the prime suspect in the disappearance of Madeline McCann worked as a handyman at the very same resort where the three-year-old disappeared in 2007. Her family had been on vacation in Portugal at the time. Madeline has never been seen or heard from since. News Nation's Michael Schur has the very latest on the suspect in this now 15-year-old case.
There's no evidence to suggest that she's come to any harm. There's good reason to think that she is out there alive.
Nearly 14 years since three-year-old Madeline McCann disappeared while on vacation with her parents and siblings in Portugal. Now a new TV documentary is revealing information about the only suspect in the case, Christian Bruckner. A team of German investigative journalists claim Bruckner worked as a handyman at the Ocean Club in Praia de Luz, where the McCanns were staying in May of 2007. The documentary recreated the scene the night Madeline vanished, claiming Bruckner would have easily been able to kidnap the little girl. At the time of her disappearance, police were also looking into sexual assaults targeting British girls in the area.
There are sufficient significance in terms of the consistent features amongst the offenses which make us believe that they are connected.
The filmmakers also combed through phone records showing Bruckner was no more than 5 minutes away from the Ocean Club when Madeline went missing. Bruckner was first named a potential suspect in 2017, later becoming the only suspect in Madeline's disappearance after investigators found a child's toy bucket in his backyard. He maintains his innocence to this day, writing letters to journalists saying he did not abduct her. Currently, Bruckner is serving time in a German prison for a 2005 rape. German and Portuguese police continue to investigate the case, whether Madeline is alive or dead.
And we have taken strength, not just from the people who have supported us, but we have taken strength ourselves by being active in the search.
Michael Schur, News Nation.
Haley Tamayan is a journalist and host of the podcast Inhuman, a true crime podcast, and she has been covering this case extensively and joins us tonight. Haley, appreciate your time. Is there any physical evidence against Christian Bruckner into Madeline's disappearance?
As far as physical evidence goes, there's really nothing that's been released. They may have something that they're not sharing, but as far as anything physical, we have no idea that anything links him to it.
He denies being involved at all. In fact, he wasn't named a suspect until several years ago. Was he on authorities' radar prior to then?
You know, he was not, as far as I can tell. He reportedly left Portugal a few days after Madeline disappeared to allegedly return back to Germany. So I think that really allowed him to fly under the radar in Madeline's disappearance.
Does he have an alibi?
No, he hasn't shared anything despite denying any involvement. It doesn't sound like he has a solid alibi.
And to this day, Haley, I mean, there has been no proof that Madeline is dead or alive, correct?
Correct. No proof has ever been shared. But when German authorities announced Bruckner as a suspect, they said he was a suspect in her murder. So it seems like they believe that she is no longer alive. But there's no real evidence to show it either way.
Do we anticipate charges against him?
I would guess so. It sounds like German authorities are working on a case, building up a case, since he currently is in prison. They're taking their time to build up that case, and it does seem like they're planning to charge him hopefully this year.
Why are German authorities investigating, since this happened in Portugal? What's the link, and who's leading the investigation all these years later?
You know, there have been multiple investigations done by Portuguese police, authorities in England, and now the German police. And I think it's really because Bruckner is a German resident and because he is in jail in Germany right now. He committed other crimes in Germany and they found some sort of evidence to link him. There's circumstantial evidence with a friend of his claiming that Bruckner told him that he was the one who took Madeline. And so I think that's why German authorities are leading this part of the investigation. But I'd have to guess they're still working with the Portuguese authorities.
Haley, for years, the parents of Madeline were targets of a lot of public scrutiny, some alleging that they were even involved in her disappearance. Are they reacting to these latest developments? And why were they such a focus of so much criticism?
You know, I think there's a lot of factors as to why they received all that criticism. When it first happened, you know, of course, all of the angles had to be looked at. And I think there was certain evidence that pointed to them potentially being involved, and their demeanor in interviews and all of that was so heavily scrutinized. And I think that that's why they were the main focus. It was easier to believe that the parents did something than to believe that a young child could be abducted. But, you know, I think more than anyone, they want answers. They want to find out what happened to their daughter. And hopefully eventually they'll be out of the spotlight and, you know, they can have peace.
A mystery still 15 years later. Haley, we appreciate your insight tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.